A birth certificate is something that many of us might take for granted. But without one, you can't enrol in school, you can't get a job, and you can't even join a local sporting club. About 300,000 Australians haven't had their births officially registered, and another 500,000 don't have a copy of their birth certificate. But as Lindy Kerin reports, a New South Wales-based organisation is travelling the country trying to fix that.
In the upper Hunter Valley town of Merriwar, these high school students are entering the old school hall.
So come in, welcome.
A bunch of services are here for an information day. Among them is the Minimbar Project, which helps young people get birth registrations and certificates.
My mum and dad split up. And she put the birth certificate under her name.
Yep.
And yeah.
So families split up and they lose
their... We all went with dad. Yeah, she had birth certificate, she wouldn't hand it over, so yeah.
Yeah, okay, mate.
The Minimbar Project's Will Winter says it was set up to help people build their legal identity.
I see this project as foundational to our who we are as Australians, really. It's the first point of identity and belonging that young people and all people have, a birth certificate. It's proof of legal identity, but more fundamentally, it's proof of national identity, cultural and social and ancestral identity.
Jake's just saying it took him nearly a year or more to get his birth certificate.
Will Winter's been talking to 17-year-old Jake, who only just got his birth certificate this year.
What happened there, Jake?
Oh, just like when I was first born or something like that, my mum, she never signed the forms and that sort of stuff, and then I never had a birth certificate, so I couldn't get my driver's licence, a job and just things like that. It was just really hard for me. Like, I'm 17 now and I just got my driver's licence and a job.
Yep.
And things like that. And so, yeah.
And so what would happen when you went for a job?
I couldn't get a bank account, things like that. Like, it'd have to be cash in hand job, and like around here there's not many of that. So yeah, just really hard.
It's a similar story for 16-year-old Peter, who got her first birth certificate this year when she needed a passport.
I had to get transported to Maitland to get my birth certificate and everything like that. I can do anything, really, like get my licence, identity, like, you know.
Will Winter says around 300,000 Australians aren't registered at birth, and up to 500,000 don't have birth certificates. He says it can cause all sorts of problems.
From getting into school, people struggle without proof of age. Entering into sporting clubs and all the self-esteem and cultural belonging that goes with that. Obtaining licences, driver's licences, or worse still, driving unlicensed and ending up incarcerated because we don't have these foundational documents. It leads into jobs, and there are a number of stories about people missing out on jobs who have offers of really reasonable jobs, but because they don't have these foundations of legal identity in place, they miss that golden opportunity.
He explains how that nearly happened to a group of young girls in the northern New South Wales town of Moree.
They were referred to us by a school counsellor out there who came to us and said, can we get some birth certificates for these teenage students because they're now on the cusp of job seeking and needing tax file numbers and that sort of stuff. I mean, in that case, we were able to actually offer a sign-up process remotely with that particular school representative, and she offered birth certificates through us to them for free, and they were then able to take advantage of that unique, perhaps once-only opportunity to get a traineeship with Woolworths to then start their career or at least get some job readiness happening.
Monash University Law Professor Dr. Paula Gerber has been researching the issue and has published a book called Proof of Birth. She says the births of Indigenous children are more likely to go unregistered than non-Indigenous babies.
Big part of it is money. Although it's free to register the birth, you don't get a birth certificate just for registration. You have to pay a fee to get the birth certificate, and that can be, it varies from state to state and territory, but it's sort of around $40, $50. So for people who are on welfare, who have to, you know, have limited funds, you're going to prioritise buying nappies and wipes and things like that over getting a piece of paper that has no immediate tangible benefit. So money is one aspect. Another is the complexity of the forms and language and literacy levels of people. So we need to simplify the forms, and we need to have assistance provided to people in completing the forms. I mean, mothers used to stay in hospital for a week after a baby was delivered, which was lots of time for people to help them with all the paperwork that follows a baby coming into the world. Now, mums are sort of rushed out of hospital in 48 hours and sent home with a pile of papers that they then have to deal with on their own.
Victoria has set up an Indigenous Access Fund where people can apply for birth certificates for free. Will Winter says more could be done across all states and territories, and he'd like to see the fees for birth certificates removed and for registrations to happen on the spot at the hospital or place of birth.
Lindy Kerin with that report.